Blog Talk Radio.
South America, and to the United States, the Indians, they don't
I don't think they know that they are a part of the 12 tribes, but I have somewhere in the house written down who the 12 tribes are, and I got it from a TV station that comes on public television. Well, not PBS, but I forget what it's called. But nonetheless, I have verification or proof of what they say or who they say the 12 tribes are. Now, let me read and not interrupt. Let's start at verse 3 again. Let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heathens, let me start reading at verse 4. He that sitteth in the heathens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. In derision, that means they're going to be an object of ridicule and or mockery, as it is happening in today's day. I won't tell you what I'm talking about, thinking about. I'm going to try to finish reading this Psalms too. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and wrath means extreme anger, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Vex means to annoy them or make them angry. Verse 6, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. And the Zion, that's in Jerusalem, a holy hill in Zion. I will declare and decree, the Lord has said unto me, you are my son, this day have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I shall give you the heathens for thine inheritance, and the uppermost parts of the earth for your possession. Father, I ask of you that you give us the heathen for our inheritance and the uppermost parts of the earth for our possession. Verse 9, amen. I say amen to that. Verse 9, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings and black men and women. You are kings and queens. We have been taught a terrible lie by the Edomians, or Esau's children. Be instructed, you judges of the earth, because you are going to judge later. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest means otherwise, he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Sheep, I've read to you Psalms 2. And now, let us have a word of prayer. You may say your prayer as I will say mine. And of course, I tell you to look toward the heavens if you can. And as I will try to, although I've written this prayer out, I don't know if I will follow what I have written down. our Father in heaven, thank you forever and ever and ever for choosing me and giving me the courage to do and say your words. I say this in your Son's name, Yahweh's name, better known to the world as Jesus. Father, I think you know about the Flint situation or the Flint disaster where the governor ordered. So I've been told that the citizens receiving their water from Detroit is cut off and they are to receive their water from Flint, which has been poisoned by the factory. I think there was a General Motors factory in Flint who put their poisons in the water. And the people are poisoned. There was a man that called into a black television radio talk show. He sounded as if he was a white man. He says his daughter and his granddaughters have a bladder infection, and they were afraid to tell it, but he was not, because he was angry from his children, grandchildren, which his children, yeah, his daughter, and his grandchildren drinking that water and getting a bladder infection. There are, you know what's in that water was causing all the problems. People are breaking out in rashes. I have been told that the governor is going to go before Congress Monday or whenever he goes, but they're not going to do anything with him or to him. I pray that you handle that situation and put him in the jail cell next to Kwame Kilpatrick, who should not be in jail. And that's just my view and my prayer. You handle that situation, because Kwame Kilpatrick would not do the things that the governor or whoever was ordering him. And just like the governor, someone is ordering the governor to do the decisions the way that he, whatever he has done. And he has proven that he is incapable of running a state as governor, as well as the previous president of the United States of America. Father, send your help and correct all the things that have been done to us. For instance, they're taking over the Detroit Water Board, as well as the city of Detroit taxes. That is, the state is taking over. Whatever they are doing with this emergency manager, have the president send his people in and just say, hey, you're doing wrong. We voted against the emergency manager. The entire state did. And our governor sent an emergency manager in anyway. And I have gotten off my prayer. Father, I thank you for listening to me. I believe that you are. Help us, because you know what's happening to us. Those people are suffering. They need new pipes. Instead, they're talking about fixing those pipes. They need new pipes. Bless us, Father. Bless Detroit, Michigan, by keeping natural and chemical disasters, as well as all disasters, away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And I thank you for restoring us lost sheep with all that we are supposed to have. I thank you for giving us sane, sound mind and excellent health. Again, there's restoration to our rightful place in the world. In Yeshua's name, also known or better known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. See, I want you to turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 3. And give me a moment, I will turn there too. Hold on. Okay, we're going to start reading at chapter 3. John the Baptist prepares the way. Well, who does he prepare the way for? Of course, Jesus Christ. Well, they call him Jesus Christ. That is, in print, the white man put his name, changed his name from Yeshua to Jesus Christ. And I'm so used to saying Jesus Christ because I'm just now finding out, maybe within the last 2 years of reading this book, maybe three, that Jesus' name is Yeshua. In the Bible, they also say that it's Jehovah. But nonetheless, let's read Luke chapter 3. Starting at verse 1, and I pray that we will read it all in this section. Now, in the 15th year of the reign means rule of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee. Well, tetrarch is like a governor too. It's like four people assigned to a province. It's like one of four rulers assigned to a certain area. So Herod the Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip. Excuse me, my stomach is growling. And it's embarrassing. And Philip the Tetrarch of Itura and of the region of Trachonitis and Lysanias the Tetrarch of Abilene. Nonetheless, saints, or sheep, as I call you, the Bible calls you saints. There were four places that I named, Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, Herod, and his brother Philip. Now let's go to verse 2. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, but this is John the Baptist in the wilderness, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance. Repentance means to turn from whatever bad thing you're doing for the remission. Remission means forgiveness of sins. Whatever sin you're doing. John the Baptist went into the wilderness preaching to repentance. That means to turn from your sin so that you can receive forgiveness. And who are you going to receive forgiveness from? You're going to receive forgiveness from Jesus Christ. Let's read. Start at verse 4. And as it was written in the books of the words of Elijah, and I miswrote the word. I'm looking at what I have, the outline that I put share it to the world. It says Isaiah, but here I read it's Elijah the prophet. So I don't know quite what all the words Elijah the prophet said. But if I keep reading this book, you and I both will find out. Let's read again, starting at verse 4. As it is written in the book of the words of Elijah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. When you say make his path straight, that is, whatever it is, make it clear the way for him to come, and that is to come into your life and to save you from your sins. Yes, Yahshua, Jesus, has the power to do that. In fact, he is one of the ones that created this whole earth, this universe, and we are going to rule over it when he comes back. Verse 5, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough, rough means like uneven, a lumpy, ways shall be made smooth. Verse 6, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. So, what is that we will see? The salvation. The salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences. So, is he saying all flesh shall see the salvation of God? The deliverance from sin and its consequences? Verse 7, then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, vipers are snakes, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come. That is to repent for the remission of sin, the wrath that is going to come. If you have not repented from your sins that you have committed, then you are going to receive the wrath that is to come. Verse 8, bring in forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our fathers. And we do, black people of America. We are the Israelites and just don't know it. I'm telling you, but you don't believe me. Read it. I've been reading this Bible going on 5.5 years. It'll be 6 years in August for me, August the 11th, because I started the Feed My Sheep Hour at a TV station here in Detroit, a local television station, WHPR. I hope you don't get mad at me giving your name, but that's the channel I watch a lot of time, at least 40% of my time. For I say unto you that God is able for these stones to raise up children unto Abraham, to rise up children unto Abraham. Verse 9, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down. Hewn down means to be chopped down or cut down and cast into the fire. And the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? He answered and said unto them, he that has two coats, let him impart. Impart means to leave or give to him that has none. And he that has meat, let him do likewise. So if there's anyone that's hungry, you feed them, give them food, share with them. Verse 12, then the publicans also, then came also publicans. Well, who are publicans? According to the dictionary on the computer, they are collectors of the Romans. So they would collect whatever for the Romans and give it to the Romans to be baptized. The publicans came to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than you than that which is appointed unto you. So they were to extract no more than appointed to them. So if they were to collect $4, but instead they collect $5, well, they were not supposed to collect the $5. They were supposed to collect the four. Verse 14, and the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, And what shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. So this is John the Baptist telling the people all these things. And as the people were in expectation, well, the expectation was for the salvation or for Jesus to come, for the Messiah to come. And when he came, people did not believe in him. And all the men mused, M-U-S-E-D, that means to ponder over or think about in their hearts of John, whether he was the Christ or not. Well, no, he is not the Christ. He come to prepare the way. And what he was doing was telling the people how they should live, and that is to prepare the way, whatever, to repent, whatever they were doing that was bad, to stop doing that, and for the remission of sin, because Jesus was going to come, or Yeshua was going to give them the remission of sin for repentance. Well, let's go. Verse 16, and John answered and saying to them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchets of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner. A garner is a person that collects wheat or he collects or gathers, in this case, wheat. But the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. And that's what Jesus is going to do. He is going to collect the wheat from the chaff. And if you who say you are Christian and not living as the Bible says, for instance, many of you do not keep the Sabbath, and that's the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You don't do that. Instead, you go to church like Constantine tell you to do on a Sunday. And if you have not had a history class, I had a history class many years ago. You are to do as this Bible says. King James did this, and I'm so glad he did this, because I've been studying about King James, and he says he's from the tribe of Judah. You know what that means. We have all kinds of colors of people in the tribe of Judah. Some light-skinned, some look white. You know? Let's continue reading at verse 18. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. Exhortation means his speech, whatever he was telling the people, that's all. But Herod the Tetrarch, that's the governor, being reproved, he criticized. Reproved means to criticize or scold by him. The him is John the Baptist, for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for all the evil which Herod had done. Herod was having sexual relations with Philip's wife, and he was scolding him about that, as well as criticizing. He reproved him, and it's not good to do that if you want to live. Verse 20, added yet this above all, he shut up John in prison. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended. Descended means come down in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which says, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. Then Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, began as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli, which was the son of Mathat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Janna, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Amos, which was the son of Nahum, which was the son of Elsi, which was the son of Naga, which was the son of Metha, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Simei, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joanna, which was the son of Risa, which was the son of Zerubbabel, which was the son of Salathiel, which was the son of Nera, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Adi, which was the son of Kosam, which was the son of Elmedam, which was the son of Ur, which was the son of Jose, which was the son of Eleazar, which was the son of Joram, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Simeon, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Jonathan, which was the son of Eliakim, which was the son of Meliah, which was the son of Mendem, which was the son of Matata, which was the son, and that sounds like an Indian name, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David, which was the son of Jesse, which was the son of Obed, which was the son of Boaz, which was the son of Salmon, which was the son of Nahshon, which was the son of Amminadab, which was the son of Abram, which was the son of Esram, which was the son of Pharez, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Jacob, which was the son of Isaac. I don't know if they have intentionally left Esau out. Maybe because Esau was not his son. I don't know why that is. Esau had two sons, according to what I read in the Bible. I forget what chapter and what book that was, but Esau had, his wife Rebecca had twin sons, according to that story in the Bible. And it was Esau and Jacob. And here, they are not, and she was the wife to Isaac. And it's not mentioned here. So, now, I'm believing that Esau, the Edomian, or Esau's kids, the white men, were not the children of God, which was the son of Abraham, which was the son of Pharah, which was the son of Nahor, which was the son of Sucrah, which was the son of Regu, which was the son of Balak, which was the son of Heber, which was the son of Salah, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Arphaxad, which was the son of Sem, which was the son of Noah, which was the son of Lamech, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Malaleel, which was the son of Kenan, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. And that, we have finished reading Luke chapter 3. Praise God, I didn't know that. And let's have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep, thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for delivering us, for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus Christ, I pray that God gives us all peace and good health. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Oh, while I still have time left, I'm going to ask you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my 3 e-books. You can, if you have an e-reader, or just see if you can purchase them on your cell phone from Amazon.com. My name is Sondra Harris, and you spell Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A, but the white man wants to spell it S-A-N-D-R-A, but my mother spelled it S-O-N-D-R-A, and that's the way I spell it. My books are called The Broken Plant, that's my children's book, The Passing, and The Unseen. The Passing and The Unseen, they are for anyone can read. If you can read, you can read those books, because there, I did not use any profanity or anything, unless you said whipping somebody's butt is profanity to you. And also, I want you to get this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald E. You go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. And with that, I will say to all you see, God loves you, and so do I, but He loves you better than I.
follow your son.